Following last week's Common Council vote on the removal of encampments from the city's red zones, and Councillor Greg Norton's proposed motion for immediate removal of encampments on city-owned land, multiple local organisations have signed a statement in opposition. The statement will be followed up by a protest outside City Hall on Monday afternoon before the Common Council meeting. One of the initiators of the statement and organisers of the protest, Lucy Drew, spoke with Local 107.3 FM about the city's plans and the proposed timescale and the dangers of removing encampments before enough housing or shelter beds are available.
As a group, we are hoping to halt all forced evictions until there are adequate spaces for people to go. And we are asking for people with lived experience in frontline agencies to be allowed to do what they do best before we resort to this rather drastic measure. The main point of our protest is against Councillor Norton's encampment abatement motion. If passed, this would give police the authority to remove encampments, not just from red zone areas that the city has previously instated, but all city land. So hundreds of people would be displaced in St. John just as winter's approaching. There are very few places in the city that people who are unhoused are already allowed to exist. But this motion he's proposing would further displace people from essential services and agencies like Romero House, food banks, drop-in centers, harm reduction resources, and more. The motion states that adequate and accessible indoor alternatives will be available for people who will be displaced. We only have 137 shelter beds in the city. 10 of those are only available for youth. And we have well over 344 people who are living on the streets in St. John. So I don't think there will be suddenly 200 more shelter beds by Monday. The term trauma-informed is used in the plan to describe how people will be removed from their current encampments. To be trauma-informed is to acknowledge the trauma someone has already experienced and shape your plans and interactions around preventing further trauma or re-traumatization. Sending police and other frontline agencies out to remove people who are already displaced is quite opposite of trauma-informed practice.
The city is talking about trying to ensure that there are there is support and there is housing, that this is a part of a wider plan to house people, basically. Is there any further you want to go in terms of their plans and their timescales?
Like, we shouldn't even be considering removing people until there are adequate resources and places for people to go, especially before winter. And we have an out-of-the-cold shelter now that is open year-round, which is amazing, but still not enough beds or places for people to go.
What other issues are there, especially with involving frontline organizations that work with unhoused people?
The dangers we would see mostly from the elements in winter time. Staying warm is incredibly important. And like I said, there's already like very few drop-ins and places people can go during the day that are warm and safe. So by pushing people further out of the city, it is, especially in the winter time, severely limiting their access to these hubs.
Is there anything else you'd want to add about other things that city can and maybe should do and other levels of government? I mean, obviously, this is not just a city issue.
I think in the time it will take to get enough alternative housing solutions put in place, the city and other levels of government should be really focused on making encampment sites as safe as possible. In our statement we published, we mentioned fire-safe burn barrels so people can have fire to keep warm in the safest way possible. Having garbage collection, because Something we hear about a lot is how, oh, the city is full of garbage and it's because of the unhoused. But that's not really the case. But still, having garbage collection and stuff to give people the opportunity to have a clean and safer place to be. Also, having washrooms available, showers would be nice, electricity maybe, so people could have, again, safer heating methods in the winter. Obviously, we want people to eventually be put into housing. That is ideally what we'd like to see, but that does not happen as quickly as we would like it to. So in the meantime, I feel we should be making encampments as safe as possible. We're asking anyone who is interested in the cause to join. Also, people who might not really know what's going on because a lot of people are unfamiliar with what is happening in terms of encampments and support in the city. And we would like to offer an opportunity to help educate people. So we're not opposed to having people of different beliefs there. If people could come out and support, learn, meet people with similar goals in mind, it'll be taking place Monday, September 22nd at 4:30 in front of City Hall. And you can also write city councilors through email. Being unhoused is not a crime. Living in poverty is not a crime. Police have no place in this matter.
The protest will take place on Monday, September 22nd at 4:30 p.m., after which the Common Council will consider Councillor Norton's proposed motion. Among the signatories of the statement in opposition to encampment removals is June Madeley, Local FM's board chair. The board did not assign this story or have any input into it, nor was the statement signed on behalf of Local 107.3 FM. This story is presented due to inherent community interest. This is Iona Coe for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.